All right, so we're here at the Xbox Game Showcase 2025. You just got to check out the show. By the way, great, phenomenal show. Lots of games. October's looking crazy. But we're also going to be talking about brand new handheld that was just announced a few minutes ago, Paris.
Yeah.
And you also got to check it out.
Yes. I just went through a briefing just a few minutes ago. So Xbox, as a lot of people know or rumored, has partnered with Asus. So both of these, this is the Asus ROG Ally X, and this is just the ROG Xbox Ally. So the difference between the two, black one is the more powerful one. The Ally X is the more powerful. This is a 1080p screen. That is a 720p screen on the Ally. This has AMD Ryzen Extreme AI chip. And I should get the exact spec on this one. I apologize. I don't have the top of my head. But this one, and they're like AI, because in the briefing I was in, I know people have concerns about that, but they want to make sure they can squeeze as much power and performance and efficiency out of these chips as possible. So that's why this one also has a 1 terabyte SSD drive in it. This has a 512 SSD drive in it. So in the briefing I had, there's also, and we can't show you the actual UI on here, but this one is powered on, so you can at least see this screen.
Yeah.
Is there's a brand new Xbox experience for handhelds that they're doing for Windows. And to be honest with you, that is the most impressive thing about this. Can we take them off? We can take them off.
Nice.
There's a Xbox button on this now. This Xbox button, like you, because, you know, I've talked about this a lot. My whole thing compared to what Valve has done with the Steam Deck is you press the button, you're in to big picture mode on Steam. You can go play your games. That is essentially what Xbox has done now here with this, where you power this on, you immediately go into the Xbox app. This Xbox button can take you into the Xbox app from wherever you are. It also brings up the game bar as well. So it makes it very easy to get into your games. So you're immediately greeted with your Xbox app. The last games that you've played across anything with Play Anywhere is available on this. And we actually got to play Gears of War Reloaded.
Oh, nice. So hey, how was that?
Smooth. It was smooth. And again, the most impressive thing about this, and you pick that one up, you'll see yourself.
It feels very light. It's not...
feels very light,
yeah.
But the fact that they have these grips here now and the triggers, it almost feels like you're holding an Xbox controller. Feels very good in the hands to hold this, very comfortable, very familiar while you're playing Xbox games on this, and it just works. The biggest thing talking to some of the engineers is the fact that now they're de-emphasizing the desktop. Like any resources that aren't needed for gaming, those are all turned off now, because they even talked about they got 2 gigabytes of memory back.
Nice.
Just by doing that. So it's a lot more efficient, power efficient, everything with that. And again, the Ally X is going to be the one when you want the most performance out of playing these games. But
is this one heavy compared to...
I don't think so. Here, hold yourself. Actually, I've not held.
Honestly, this one...
feels a little heavier.
A little heavier.
Yeah. But yeah. Still feels good. Actually, this is my first time holding this one.
So that was the issue that I had with like other handhelds where... it's just too big and sometimes heavy. So after a while, when you're playing these games on a handheld, your hands get a little tired, you know, like you want to play on the stand or something. But this one feels very comfortable. Like it's not, doesn't feel as heavy as the other ones I've seen.
Exactly. Yeah. So another cool thing about this is like you got your start button. There's another library button here that you can press. But the coolest thing, and we've obviously seen some leak concept and all this, in the new Xbox experience on the Xbox app, your games will show you other libraries. So it'll show you, hey, this is on Steam, this is on Battle.net or whatever the case, and you get to play them directly through the Xbox app. You wouldn't have to go to Steam to go play them. Because I talked to one of the engineers, as it is today, yes, you would have to install Steam, install Battle.net to get them on there. But once you've done that, you never have to leave the Xbox app. Again, you just get to play these games directly from there. And again, Game Pass games, you can cloud stream off of this. You can connect to your console, stream off of that as well. I was very impressed. And another thing that they're doing, which is very similar to what Steam already does, is they're working with developers so that when games that are optimized for handheld, so there'll be a badge there letting you know, kind of like Steam Deck Verified.
Yeah.
They're going to have that in the Xbox app now too. I'm impressed for this being kind of the 1.0 version. They fully admit there's still work to be done. Like I said, I was talking about the fact that you will have to leave the Xbox experience to install Steam and stuff like that. They want to figure that out so you don't have to. So they're still work in progress with it, but the hardware feels good.
Oh, it feels solid. Very good.
Look, I don't know what the price is going to be, though, but brace your wallet, especially for this one. Brace your wallet for the Ally X.
Now, I'm looking for the mic. Is there a mic
here? There is a mic on here. Okay. Oh, and that's the other, again, what they've changed now, because again, one of my biggest complaints about this is with it being Windows, not, you know, the Joy-Cons, D-pad buttons don't all necessarily work as they should, as it being a handheld. You'd have to do like some mouse and, you know, touch things. Now, this brings up a handheld experience for Windows. So all your Joy-Cons work, all the buttons work, you put your pin, everything. So they've optimized this for handhelds now, which is now, great.
Here's a question, and let's say I want to connect this to the TV. Mm-hmm. Instead of having an Xbox console, this is your Xbox console. Have they talked about anything about that?
Asus, because Asus was a part of the presentation as well, because they were showing, because Armoury Crate is still a part of this, all of that as well, and they make it real easy to navigate to that stuff too. But there's essentially
like a dock?
Almost like a dock that could be up to an RTX 5090 GPU.
What?
Yes. Look, I don't know how much all this stuff going to cost.
That's but crazy.
You can you can connect that too, and to your point, play this just like a console at home. Because again, it's going to do Bluetooth. You can connect an Xbox controller to it. You'll be able to do all those things. So look, I tweeted this during the showcase, and now that I went through that presentation and I've had hands-on with this and played it, this is the future where handhelds is going. Yeah. Because what I've been saying, I go, SteamOS has been eating Windows lunch. Mm-hmm. They clearly know, like the conversations we've been having about this, they've been having internally. They know. So the changes that they've made for Windows to optimize this for handhelds, make it ease of use, not forcing you to leave the experience to go play your games, is the advantage that SteamOS had. Now you are natively playing these games in Windows. We'll see from a performance standpoint, resource standpoint, but they're making the necessary changes to make it better to play handheld games in Windows versus playing them on SteamOS. So I think that's a big deal. So I'm excited for this coming out. I'll tell you right now, I want this.
That's what I want.
I want this one.
This is what I want.
Look, I don't know how much it's going to cost, but this is the one I want. But this clearly is going to be the cheaper option. It's 720p. So from a cost standpoint, for people that just want to play their Game Pass games, you know, they're not trying to play Cyberpunk and, you know, all the stuff, that probably will be the better one to just get the normal Xbox Ally. But if you want the best of the best, clearly you're going to want to get the Ally X. I like it, dude. And again,
I love the weight.
Yeah.
It's not uncomfortable. Plus the design, like just right here on the side, feels good holding it. Because you know there's some games where, some handles, where you hold it after a while and it's complicated. It feels uncomfortable pressing the buttons and analog.
But like just adding this on, it's like you grip, because like I was playing Gears on this and I was just playing Gears of War like I normally would.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it. You know, all the prompts, everything that you would think from an Xbox standpoint, they're all here right in front of your face. So
what did you think of the D-pad? Because the D-pad is not like the controller that we usually play with Xbox.
I mean, it felt fine. It didn't stand out to me as being awful or anything. Like pressing it now, I mean, it seems fine. Yeah. Seems responsive. Okay. But like people will see. Once you get hands on with this for yourself, believe it or not, having that Xbox button there is a big deal, because that's going to be the thing that quickly gets you in and out of things that you need to. You want to go to the game bar. You want to get back into the Xbox app from the desktop. You just press that button. Boom, it's going to bring you right there.
So I'm looking here on top. Okay, so there's two USB.
Yeah, it looked like two USB-Cs here.
Yeah.
Micro SD slot.
Do you know how much it could have in
it? It did. I didn't ask. I don't know.
Okay.
Now I still got a lot of questions.
Now, so you got to play Gears.
Yes.
How was the speakers? Because we haven't heard
anything. You know, it's funny because they had it up on the screen. We all in the session had it. I turned my volume up. Sounded pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sounded. Oh, they did admit it. It's Dolby Audio.
Nice.
On these as well.
So that's good. That's good to know, man. Good to know. Now, Paris, I think we should switch to this side, no? Okay. Yeah, there you go. Now, I know we're going to be talking a lot about this, and but what your thoughts about the showcase overall? Like, to me, because I know people are going to be comparing. The last year was like it was a classic, perfect presentation. This one to me was up there. Feels a little different than last year, but still, I feel like there was way more content this time.
Yeah.
And the amount of games that's coming out in October, it is insane. Obsidian, 3 games in 1 year. How? How?
Yeah, I mean, here's because, and I cheekily a few weeks ago said, hey, I think this should be another 9.5 because I'm thinking, hey, all these games that we know is coming, probably surprises. That was my thinking. And then today, I quote tweeted it and just put 9.5. And I already saw comments. You're crazy. It was a 4 out of 10, 6 out of 10. Believe it or not, I'm sticking by what I'm saying. Here's why. Mm-hmm. Sure, Gears of War E-Day was not there. You didn't see Fable. You didn't see Perfect Dark. You didn't see State of Decay 3. Look, I will give them a demerit for no Everwild. What is going on with that game? Yeah, so we need to find out about
it's been
that.
It's been quiet.
But what they showed, everything was solid. There was maybe one or two games there where I was looking like, yeah, that's not for me. These were all games I wanted to play. They're all coming soonish. Look, October is crazy for Xbox. But these are games that we're going to play soon. But I think the biggest thing would actually ties into these two devices is the Play Anywhere initiative that they're doing and Game Pass that... Now we're seeing they're going to bring that experience to whatever device that you're on, obviously not PlayStation or Switch, but they clearly identified during the showcase where you can go play these games. Xbox consoles, PC, cloud, PlayStation, Switch, whatever it was, you knew. You knew if it was day one on Game Pass. They're getting their messaging right for that. And I think that from a consumer standpoint was the most important thing, whereas I know when I'm going to play these games, I know where I'm going to play these games and how I want to go play them on whatever device that they're available on. I thought it was solid. Clockwork Revolution was probably the game that stood out the most for me. Mm. It looks fantastic. Obviously it has BioShock vibes, things like that, but looked really good to me. Obviously they closed the show with Black Ops 7. I have some interest in that. I know it's Call of Duty, but you know, it looks interesting from what we got to see. Outer Worlds 2, I mean, you know, I am a huge Obsidian fan. I make no denying that at all. You know, I definitely have a bias when it comes to Obsidian, but to see the fact that they put out Avowed this year, Grounded 2 is coming this summer in game preview, and then we're going to get Outer Worlds 2 in October, day before my birthday, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Impressive. Look, I know that's going to be an $80 game. I've seen some people talking about that, but they already gave us a heads up. You know, obviously, you vote with your wallet. If you think it's worth $80, fine. If not, hey, get it on Game Pass.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that, man.
But the point is, solid show. I think Xbox is figuring it out. Because look, it isn't going to be impossible for them to top what they did last year, right? Which clearly was might have been the best show they've ever done. But I think following this up, it was solid. And the fact that Phil came in at the very end and just casually dropped, oh yeah, 2026, Fable, the next Forza, Gears of War E-Day, it's like, wow.
For the 25th anniversary. Yeah.
20th. Well, yeah, and the 20th for Gears. But it's just going to keep going. So I think Xbox... Look, I get it's weird. I know I've said pitchforks and all these things about all these games going multi-platform, but at the end of the day, play where you want.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. They're making the games available. They're still making consoles. We're getting this partnered handheld. You can play on PC. Just go enjoy the games.
Yeah, and it's funny because I mentioned that too online. I said that I'm glad that Xbox is being very transparent on... You know, when they announce a game, where the game is going to be available. Because when you don't say anything, it's very confusing. People are like, let me wait. Should I buy it? Should I, you know, let me see what Xbox is going to say once these games comes out later this year or whatever, you know. But I'm glad that every time there was a game announced, they were always mentioned the platform. So that's really cool. But, Paris, the one thing I was going to mention to you is and ask you is, I posted that, right? But now people are calling this a third-party presentation.
Who cares?
Who cares? Yeah. At the end of the day, I'm glad that there's going to be more people that are going to have access to play Gears of War for the first time, the original. Still to this day, one of the best games that I played back in the 360 era, man. So I'm glad that a lot of PlayStation fans are going to play for the first time, bro. You know, play online with other Xbox and PC gamers, too. Cross progression, cross play. I think that's amazing, bro. I think that's an amazing, amazing move.
Absolutely, Xbox. Yeah. Like you said, Gears are reloaded. The fact you're going to be able to do it is going to be. So I got this is literally sitting here. I should have just read this the whole time.
Okay.
So when I was talking about the processors in here, so the Ally, the 720p version, has a Ryzen Z2A processor in it. The Ally X has the Ryzen Z2 Extreme AI processor in it. So this is the more aggressive processor. The Ally X has 24 gigabytes of RAM in it. And then the Ally, the 720 one, has 16 gigabytes of RAM. Like I said, that's 512 gigabytes hard drive space. This is a 1 terabyte in here. Mm-hmm. Both are M.2 drives as well. And I'm just looking here.
And I noticed it talks about they have the weight there, I believe. It looks like they have the...
Yeah, they got the weight as well. Yeah, and the memory here, both it's DDR5, just so people know. But yeah, I mean, IPS screen here. Yeah, 2 USB ports in here. Yeah, 1 combo jack.
Yeah. While Paris is checking out, for those who are watching this video, if you have any questions, I might get some hands-on with this in a few. We'll see. But if you have any questions or your thoughts, I would love to hear what you guys think about this device. Is there a plan to get one? Which one you're planning to get? Is it the white one or the black version? And go ahead.
No, I was just going to say weight-wise, because you were talking about, the Ally X is heavier. It's 715 grams, where the 720p Ally is 670 grams.
Okay. That's good to know.
And more importantly here, battery-wise, so the 720p version has a 60-watt battery, and the Ally X has an 80-watt battery. So the guy, obviously, processor, it's going to need more power. That has the bigger battery in it as well, which obviously probably contributes to the weight.
Yeah, and so when we talk about battery life, it all depends the settings that you put in the game too, right? Mm-hmm. So based on
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying based on that, if you have it high-end, of course, the battery's not going to last that long, right? Yeah. For any handheld device, you know what I'm saying?
That's the other perk. Again, this little Xbox button, you'd be surprised all the things you're able to get access to. Just pressing that X, I think you might have to hold it down, but then that'll bring you into a screen, like the game bar screen, but you can scroll over and you can tweak the power, the TDP in here as well.
Again,
you can scale this to whatever you want. So I'm telling you, this is a 1.0, and they even said in the preview, we're going to continue to iterate on the software experience and tweak it and make it better. But I think what Asus is giving us day one is really good hardware. Like the process, this Z2 Extreme processor in this Ally X, this is the first device to ever get it. No device on the market has it right now. So I'm excited for this holiday. I definitely want to get more hands-on with it because, like I said, I do agree with Xbox. Look, just play where you want. Who cares? And if they're bringing me a device where, sure, I'm getting their Xbox experience, but if I want to play on Steam, I can do that. If I want to play on Battle.net, GOG, Epic, I can do that. And I just think that's great for us to have the choice.
And also make it easy for you to launch those games and search for those games. Because that's the thing that it drives me insane when the Windows pops up and you got to go and search for the game. Like, it takes a longer time. You just want to go pick up and play. This is going to help out a lot, I think.
And the base OS is Windows 11. It's Windows 11 Home. But to the point that I made before, they're turning off resources that are not needed for gaming. So the desktop, all that, when you're in the Xbox experience, all that stuff is turned out. So those resources can be reallocated into performance while you're playing these games. So this is the right move. This is smart. Clearly, they've looked at their competitors, Valve, all that, and seen what they've done. And they're making the right moves to fix the experience, because this is what we've been talking about for the past couple of years with the Windows handhelds. And this is the first right step to getting this right. So definitely excited for this holiday, for it to come out, get more hands-on time with it. Like I said, the few minutes that I did get to play Gears of War Reloaded was good. It was Gears. It was like riding a bike. You just went in and played. The controls felt good.
Well, you're playing single player, multiplayer?
It was just single player.
Single player? Okay, cool. I wonder how online is going to be once you connect with Wi-Fi or.
So that's the other part of the experience. Again, hit the Xbox button, bring up the game bar. I want to talk on Discord. I want to check my achievements. I want to message a friend. I want to join a party chat. All that stuff is going to be available right there to you. You never have to leave out of Xbox, the Xbox experience to do any of this.
That's really cool. Anything else, Paris? Anything else?
Again, thank Xbox, obviously, for giving us access to the Creator Pod so we can just record this in real time, you know, and talk about the showcase and talk about our experience with these handhelds. And I mean, we still got more we're going to see.
Yeah,
so I'm sure
yeah.
we're going to follow with more hands-on stuff that we'll see later today. But this has been good. Been really good.
Now, of all the games that we got to see, which game you would like to play this first that we got to see today? For me, I think Outer Worlds 2.
Yeah, that's going to be available. Well, you know, it's crazy enough. Silksong's going to be on this thing.
Oh, so that's
yeah, that's probably day one. Yeah, Silksong. But yeah, I'm with you with Outer Worlds 2.
Yeah.
But all right. But
we got to wrap it up.
Appreciate you all checking this out. Paris, Danny, we'll have more soon.
Until next time.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.